business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and as always around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very nice to welcome back to the show Hall of Fame running back Emmett Smith. He's here to talk about Quaker and fuel up to play 60. We will talk about that in just a sec, but Emmett, this weekend, Hall of Fame weekend, before we get into some of the guys, does it kind of bring you back when you were up on that stage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time I get up on the stage and sit down in my Hall of Fame seat, I look at that podium and I just think back to when my moment was and how great it felt to be up there. So I can only understand and imagine how the players are feeling as they come up to pull that sheet from over there, the bus, and get ready to walk to the podium to speak. It's such an exhilarating feeling.
Well, and you think about a fraternity, when you're walking around and other guys are wearing that same blazer, you know, I mean, these are guys that were before your time or after your time, guys that you competed against, but now you're all in the same fraternity. You must kind of think, without being like, you know, oh, I'm so great, but you still have to think, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, you know it's pretty awesome. And it's not even about you being great. It's about you understanding that you've done enough in your career that other people has come to the level of respect to think so highly of you that you deserve to be in an elite class along with these other group of athletes that have played the game. And that's a wonderful thing.
Well, when you think about the guys who went in, Charles Haley, and, you know, I'm 50. I saw him play all through his career and one of the most effective, intimidating players of all time. And a little bit crazy, but also when you talk about how smart you have to be, the days are gone where you can just take a big guy and put him at a linebacker or a defensive end and say, here you go. You have to be so intelligent to play that game. And is that something that people kind of miss with Haley sometimes, how clever he was?
Yes. And I honestly think a lot of people misjudge or underestimate the ability of the athletes and the overall capabilities of these athletes. Because when you think about it, you have to have a high level of intelligence to understand what's occurring on the football field, to know where you have an opportunity to defeat somebody man to man or make a play. And so it requires that knowledge of student of the game knowledge is there. And Charles Haley demonstrated that throughout his career, hence that's why he has over 100 sacks. He showed Tony Tolbert and Russell Maryland and Tony Casillas and many other, Chad Hennings and others, Leon Lett, some techniques as well to make them better football players too. So, I mean, he was phenomenal player to watch and phenomenal player to play with.
And then sometimes in team meetings, he'd drop his draws, right?
And that's his business.
Fair enough. We're speaking with Emmett Smith. I always like it when I have you on the show, asking a couple things about what's going on with the league. And the Tom Brady 4-game suspension has been withheld. I mean, who knows if this is going to go to the Supreme Court now. It's such a mess. But in your mind, is letting out some, because, you know, if your hands aren't as big, letting a little air out of the ball definitely make the ball easier to throw. In your mind, is that really nothing to get too worked up about, or is that cheating and Brady should be punished like that?
I don't know if it's cheating or not, because I think some players inflate the ball harder to make the ball harder and solid, so when you throw it, or you get a better grip on it, so when you throw it, you can zip it a lot more. I think the softer the ball is, the less zip that you have on it. The less zip that you have on it in the National Football League, the more risk you're taking of the ball being intercepted. So when it comes down to that particular game and Deflategate, whether or not he was playing with a Nerf football or playing with a regulated, inflated football, the bottom line is the wide receivers were wide open, and nobody was covering them.
Yeah,
that is the defensive fault. That has nothing to do with a Nerf football or deflated football or a regulated football.
Yeah, and then you still got to deliver it, and then the guy's got to catch it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, speaking with Emmett Smith, a couple questions about the Cowboys. Last time we spoke, it was in the middle of the season, and I asked you, you know, is this kind of it for Tony Romo? Is this where he has to step up, or maybe the Cowboys would move on? And I remember you felt that it kind of was. And since he did that, looking forward, Tony Romo still going to live out that contract and be the man in Big D?
Well, I think Tony Romo has lived up to what they expected out of him. I think the problem is they put too much pressure on Tony Romo and didn't have enough balance to afford a running back the chance to even come in and take some of that pressure off. And last year, you saw the reverse. You saw Tony Romo did not throw the ball as much as he did in his first 8 years of being a Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And you saw a balance of a running game that took over and did a lot of the leading the way. And Tony Romo produced one of the most effective and efficient football seasons in his whole entire career. And so it's not about him throwing the ball all the time. It's about having that balance of the run and attack so play action can work. It's about being efficient with the football, and he was. And that's the Tony Romo that I think the Dallas Cowboys fans will grow and love versus the ones that you saw throwing the ball all over the football field, which was no fault of his own. Is the fact that the coordinators didn't trust the running game as much as they should have, or didn't lean on a running game as much as they should have. And so right now we have a balanced attack, and we've proven that that works. Last year we proved it, and this year I think we need to build upon that again. And it shouldn't be no excuse because we don't have DeMarco Murray. It shouldn't be an excuse at all. We should run the football regardless.
Any chance, because I knew this guy when he was in Oakland pretty well, any chance Darren McFadden has a renaissance to his career and not being the man that he can contribute in Dallas?
There's always that chance. And what I like about it is here, Darren McFadden has not only a great offensive line in front of him, but he also has a very high-quality quarterback back there throwing the football in Tony Romo. He has a tight end in Jason Witten. As a wide receiver and Dez Bryant and so forth. And so overall, he has a lot more tools and weapons over here that can help him become a better football player than he had at Oakland. And that part I'm excited about.
Yeah, well, he didn't have a very good team around him in Oakland. We know that. A couple more questions for Emmett Smith here, and we're going to get to the Quaker and Fuel Up to play 60. Jerry Jones is a guy who's known to take chances. Speaking of Oakland rejects, Rolando McClain, and then Randy Gregory in the draft, and then controversially, Greg Hardy. And I know there are some people in Dallas that were upset by that. But in Jerry Jones' mind, he's not going to deal with jurisprudence and the courts of law. If a guy's eligible to play and he can help, he's going to sign him up. What do you think about the Greg Hardy signing?
Well, you know, I think Jerry Jones is a fair person, and Jerry Jones believes in second chances. And therefore, he gave Greg Hardy and gave LaRondo McClain second chances, opportunities to resurrect their careers. I mean, people are entitled to their opinion, which is great. That's their opinion. That's the free country which we live in. But yet, Jerry Jones is entitled to his, and he's entitled to spend his money the way he wants to spend his money. And so he made a statement in terms of these are the players that I want to give a second chance to, and he's okay with giving them a second chance. He doesn't want them to go out and repeat the same thing or mistakes over and over again. He wants to see improvement. So I think he's protecting himself in that regard. And I think these players understand that this might be their last opportunity. And if it is, they may as well take advantage of it. And so Jerry is one of those kind of guys that will do everything in his power to help you become a better football player, better person, and continue to extend your career if that's what you want. But it's all based off of your performance on and off the field as well. And so I applaud him for that. Some people want to just cast people away and throw them away because they made mistakes, and they don't look at their own lives and see the mistakes that they made because they don't have the visibility or the light shining on their mistakes like these guys here do. And I understand that, and I respect that of Jerry Jones.
All right, very well said. Finally, Emmett, I know you're here to talk about Quaker and about nutrition for kids in the morning and how people can win an experience with you and some tickets.
Yeah, go to Quaker on Twitter and tell us what you think about tell us how you fuel up for your back to school and enter to win a chance of winning a Quaker fuel pack. And also the grand prize winner will win 4 tickets to any NFL season game this season and a chance to chat with me over the phone. And it's all about making sure that our kids who are going back to school, number one, have a healthy meal before they go back to school and have the balance in their life between playing and being active, as well as eating and giving them the best chance to get better as individuals. If you will, by having the energy that they need and the alertness that they need in the classroom.
All right, that's one of the greatest running backs of all time, Emmett Smith. I could talk football with you all day, and I've bent your ear enough here, Emmett. Thanks for your time and your insights, and as always, what you do through your Emmett Smith Charities as well, and Quaker. Remember, go on Twitter, everybody, at Quaker. Hey, Emmett, thanks for your time, man. I look forward to catching up with you down the road, my man.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, John Baker. Come on back on Sports Live.